Okay, so our topic today is the opinion of Ben Becerra, who's quoted here in the Mishnah on Yud Aleph Amid Beis. HaPesach sheshachto shachris ba'arba asar shalo l'shmo Rabbi Yeshua machshir. Why? Ki'ilu nishchat b'sholosha asar. And Ben Becerra posel ki'ilu nishchat bein harabayim. So, the Mishnah says, that according to Ben Becerra, it's possible when it was shechted arva asar baboker shelo l'shmo. So why is it that that's the case? So the Gemara presents, before we get to the specifics of Shitas Rabbi Elazar in the name of Rabbi Hoshaya and Rabbi Yochanan, within that context of Rabbi Hoshaya, the Gemara goes back and forth about their argument. So the Gemara says, V'haksiv bein rabayim, how could Ben Becerra ever think that you could be posel yudal chakras if that's not the Zman HaKarbon? It's bein rabayim. Omar ula b'reid Rav Eloi, I'll Bein Shnei Aravim. Bein Shnei Aravim. That's how Rabbi Oshia, or Ben Becerra, is going to define the Zman of the Karban Pesach, Bein Shnei Aravim. So what's Bein Shnei Aravim? So Rashi explains, Be'alosa Shachar Achkiya Sachama, Dehainu Bein Sof Erev De Esmol, L'tchilas Erev De Urta. So the night time is called Erev, according to this interpretation. So the night is a chunk of time. It's from last night until the morning. So the end of that night is the morning. Until the next Erev, the next night, which is a chunk of time, which is tonight. So that means that according to Ben Becerra, the whole day, from the morning till the afternoon, is Bein Harabayim. So if you look in the Midrashim here, in the Pasuk, in Shmos, in Yud Beis Vav, Bein Harabayim, so one Medrash in the Mechilta says, one second. Bein Harabayim, Shomei ani im dimdume chama, Talmud Lomar ba'erev, I ba'erev yochel misha techshach, so chama, Talmud Lomar kivo ha-shemesh. So when is that? You shecht in the afternoon and you eat it at night. Reb Yomer, Harei Omer, Shamtes Vachas HaPesach Ba'arev, Shamei Ani Kishmu O, Tamud Lomar, Moe Tzeischa Mitzrayim, Eim Tzayas Yitzom Mitzrayim, Mishay Shavusul Maila. And there, that's what it says, V'yi Ba'etzim Ayom Hazeh. Reb Nasan Omer, Minayin, Raya Labain Rabbaim Shum Bishesh Osalamaila, Ava Pishain Raya Ladover Zechel Ladover Shinem, Arkacho Leo Milchama Kumavanala Betzaraim, Oilonu Kipana Hayom Kiyintu Tzala Erev. So when does the shade begin to tilt? So that's a big argument. We'll get to that in a second. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai Omer, Ba'akos of Lahashis, Rishon Achron Vachron Rishon, Moetzeschem Mitzrayim Lashkitaso, Kifo Hashemesh Litzliaso, Be'erv Lachilaso. Rabbi Seira Omer, Bein Rabbayim Shachteyu, Tein Erev L'Shchitaso, Tein Erev L'Achilaso. It's not clear how exactly do you understand what that means. So the Medrash HaGadol has another machlokas about Bein Rabbayim. Bein Rabbayim Yochel Mishitech Shal Tamad Lomar Yom, I Yom Yochel Mishtei Shos, Tamad Lomar Bein Rabbayim, HaKeitzad, Keitzad Tzad, Mishtei Shos L'Maila. So in this medrash, it's identifying clearly that Bein Rabbayim means the afternoon. And that's why the Gemara says in Psachim and Samach Aleph that Shachto Korom Chatzos is Pasal. So it's interesting because when Ben Becerra here is quoted in this Mechilta, it doesn't actually present Ben Becerra as saying that Bein Shnei Aravim, the way that we have in the name of Ben Becerra. So that, I'm not sure 100% what to make of that at the moment, but we'll have to get to that. It could be, we'll see this in a little bit, and this is something we have to figure out, that according to Ben Becerra, it's not so clear that according to all Shitos in the Amoraim, Ben Becerra thinks that the Yudal Baboker is really the Zman of the Pesach. Right? We have that statement of Bein Shnei Aravim according to Ula, but according to the Medrash, Ben Becerra is quoted in the Mechilta as Bein or Arbaim Shachteu, Tein Erev L'Shchitaso, Tein Erev L'Achilaso, which sounds like Bein Shnei Arbaim, between the afternoons, take care of this. It's like saying between Sunday and Monday, make sure you get this done. You'll do part of it on Sunday, part of it on Monday. You'll do Bein Arbaim means in the afternoon, you'll do the Shchita, and then in the evening, you'll do the Achila.
Is it impossible that that's just Ben Becerra pointing to Rabbi Yochanan?
So, exactly, so that's what I'm saying. Because the Gemara, if you look at it carefully, the Gemara only presents this Pasuk within the context of Rav Oshia. We'll get to it in a second. I'm just pointing out that if you look in the Medrash, it's not so clear that Ben Becerra Shita is described in the same way.
You're trying to be Mazdik, but the Gemara is saying that to integrate these two explanations, that they're talking about two different things.
I'm trying to say that when we look in the Mishnah, we say Ben Becerra's Machshir, Ben Becerra says that Shelo Lishmo is possible all day, and we want to know why. So the Gemara only presents one makar, that Ben Becerra holds Bein Rabbi means Bein Shnei Aravim. But I'm pointing out that the Mechilta understands Ben Becerra in a different way, which may lead you to a different conclusion. What is the makar for Ben Becerra? So the Gemara presents one makar, but the Gemara, the Medrash, and the Mechilta presents a different way of understanding Shita's Ben Becerra, which may lead you to a different conclusion. That's what I'm saying.
You were saying something about the Hakrava versus the Achila.
That was what the Medrash said. The Medrash said, Bein Rabbaim Shachteu, Tein Erev L'Shchitaso, Tein Erev L'Achilaso, which could be interpreted as, the whole day is called Erev according to Ben Becerra, and then I'm not saying anything. Or the Sibyl Pshat is, the afternoon is for the Shchita, and then the evening is for the Achila, which is similar to the previous opinion in the Medrash of where was it? Ubishalta v'achaltas misha chashecha. So first we have Ben Becerra in the Mishnah. What is the reason for Ben Becerra? He doesn't the pasuk say Bein Rabbaim, it's only kosher in the afternoon. So according to the Gemara that we have, Ben Becerra says Bein Rabbaim means Bein Shnei Aravim, all day. According to the Mechilta, Ben Becerra is quoted as saying not necessarily that, so we'll have to get back to that. The other important diuk here is that so far the only thing we've been discussing is the Yud Dalet Baboker Shelo Lishmo. Okay. The other sugya that's not here, but that's the sugya in Psachim on Daf Nun Tes and Daf Samach, is how do you understand the words Bein Rabbaim, not just in the context of Pesach? Because the Medrash I quoted from the Mechilta mentions Ki Yintu Tzal Le'erev. So if you look in the Gemara in Yuma on Chaf Chesam Adbeis, the Gemara in Yuma says, when does the shadow start to be clearly, discernibly in the afternoon, that the shadow is falling, that's 6 umechtza. So it becomes a huge machlokas in the Rishonim. It's a big discussion. That's so get there. How do you determine what is Bein Rabbaim min HaTorah and what is Bein Rabbaim min Drabanan? Because when we say Bein Rabbaim, what do we mean? Do we mean chatzos or do we mean 6.5? Our Mishnah said in Psachim and Samach Aleph, Shachto Korum Chatzos. Sounds like after chatzos is okay. But the Gemara in Yuma says that Mechiyintu Tzalei Erev means Sheish Vamechza, 6.5 hours. So this is a question in terms of the halachos of Korban Pesach. It's also a question, it's a related question, an overlapping question when it comes to the Korban Tamid Shel Bein Arbaim, and therefore it's a machlokas achronim, halacha lemaisa, in terms of, what's that? That's right, davening mincha. When is the earliest time you can daven mincha? So the Shulchan Aruch says you can only daven mincha from chatzos. The shaila is, what if you daven mincha? I'm sorry, you can only daven mincha.
you can only daven mincha from 6.5 hours. The shaila is b'diavad. What if you daven mincha in after 12 o'clock?
Do you share the tefillah with midoraisa, which is not?
That's the question. That's the question.
The question is really.
No.
Seeing as it's not right, it's not really. So if Midoraita is. Well, sorry. If Bein Arbaim is Midoraita Bechatzot.
Is it?
And Rabbanan, we said
12. Is it? That's what I'm asking. That's not clear. That's exactly the question. Even if you'll say that Bein Harbayim for Pesach is Mechatzos, who says that that's the same shear? And we mean it Midoraisa, meaning what's the definition in Torah when you say Bein Harbayim for the Talmud Shel Bein Harbayim? So that's...
If we're talking about the right, then why wouldn't it be the same benefit? Shouldn't it be?
So that's the question. This was the source of when we learned Pesachim and the Kol Elyon. This was Rabbi Rosenzweig's Chabura, and that was the question that you might have thought that Min HaTorah everything should have the same shear, but that might not be true. There may be the difference between a zman of a chiyuv and a zman of a kiyum of a mitzvah. There may be different zmanim that Bein Harbayim may mean different things for different dinim.
Not for different halachas. Not for different korbanot, rather for different dinim. It's not because one is Torah, it's rather because Torah has a different din.
It could be that the Zman Shechitas HaPesach min HaTorah is from 6 hours, but that's only the Zman Bechlal. It could be the Mitzvah is from 6.5. It's a much longer discussion. I'm just putting it out there that we should realize that the Achronim have a big discussion about how to define Bein Harbayim. Because even though from here it sounds like it's pretty pasha that Bein Harbayim is from Chatzos and on, but over there in that Gemara in Yuma, it seems that it's pasha that it's from 6.5 hours. So you have to really look at that Gemara in Zvachim, in Pesachim. So I'm kind of just making it a mar makom on Allah, on Ilach, but it's just so you should be aware that it's not so simple. I'm trying to find. What's that? That's that Gemara in Pesachim Daf Samach. Hilchos Mincha is. I'm looking in the wrong place. I want to show you just. You should see there's a question. Here, if you look in Hilchos Tfilas Mincha, the Shulchan Aruch writes in Reish Lama Gimel, Mishispalo Mincha La'acha Shisho Sumechza Ulamayla Yatza. And the Magen Avraham is medayik mashma de kodim lachin lo yatsa ve'afal gav de beemes zmana achar vav shows kediisa beyuma chavches mikol makom keva de einanu bekiin lo yatsa. This is in Hilchos Mincha, is in Reish Lamed Gimel and Orach Chaim Sif Aleph. Magen Avraham is Sif Katan Aleph. So take a look there in the Prima Gadim. He says, "Ein muchach kolkach diyesh lomar mivav shos umechza yatzi de mincha tikitikuna," and that's mincha mitzvah min hamuvchar, but mitchila sheva dieved yatza mashma delu yatza ein magen avram, etc. So it's this question of how do you define bein rabbayim is an afkamina halacha lemaisa about whether or not a person was yotzi b'dieved if they daven mincha between 12 and 12:30 on the day of the equinox. Okay, this is just besograyim, as they say, but it's just good to be aware that there is a big tumult about this definition of the words bein rabbayim according to the Shitas Rabbanan, not according to Ben Becerra, of course. Fine. So we said Ben Becerra holds that if you shechted it all day shalol l'shmo, it's puzzle. So now the Gemara, we said that it's based on, according to Ula, it's based on the Pasuk of Bein Harbayim Bein Shnei Aravim, and according to Mechilta, it doesn't sound like that's the Makar, it's got to be something else. Okay, so you have Machlokas Amorim here between Rav Osha and Rav Yochanan. What was the sheet of Rav Yochanan of Ben Becerra? Now, if you look in the Yerushalmi, this Ben Becerra is Rav Yehuda Ben Becerra, although our Mishnah doesn't actually mention his name as Rav Yehuda, but the Yerushalmi assumes that it's Rav Yehuda Ben Becerra. So according to Rabbi Osha, He says that in the morning, if you're shochet it l'shem Pesach, it is kosher. Whereas according to Rabbi Yochanan, if you shecht in the morning l'shem Pesach, it is pasul. So what's the nekudas ha-machlokas? L'chur, the nekudas ha-machlokas between the Amoraim is, to what extent does Ben Beseira think that the word, that the zman of Yud Dalet B'Shachris is zman shchitas Pesach? According to Rav Oshia, Bein Rabbi means the whole day, and therefore the whole day is fully blown zman, actual zman Karban Pesach. And that's why you can shech the lishmot, no problem. It's actually the zman of Pesach, shchitas Pesach, is all day. Whereas, according to Rabbi Yochanan, that's not exactly true. It's only zman Pesach for the purpose of being posel a Pesach shelo lishmo. So it's called zmano to be a Pesach shelo lishmo in Yudal Shachris. But it's not a Pesach, zman Pesach, to be machshir a Pesach lishmo. So, where does that come from? So that's the Gemara said. That was based on the logical conclusion, where the Gemara said, it's miktsaso roi. Since it's miktsaso roi, that miktsaso roi means, well, it's not actually the Zman Pesach in the morning, it's just, since it's a miktsaso roi, it's enough to have an element of a Shem Pesach, that if you did it shalol l'shmo, it's a Pesach shalol l'shmo. So that seems to be the machlokas between Rav Oshia and Rav Yochanan. According to Rav Oshia, it really is the Zman Pesach. We'll come back to that. According to Rav Yochanan, it's only a Zman Pesach in a limited way. So how do we paskin in this machlokas? So Tos Vasir Dira Maskel Haga sounds like we do not paskin like Rabbi Ben Beseira. And if you look in the Shidim Kubetzes in Sif Katan, Tosas in Haga. And the Shidim Gubet says, Chav Zayin says, V'leis hilchas ha-kavase hilchach leik al-amecha ashdilma al-zi l'miti b'dvarav. So, it sounds, V'leis hilchas ha-kavase, it sounds like nobody worries about Shidim Ben Beseira. Of course, nobody passes like Ben Beseira. And that's how the Ravid understands the din. But, others disagree. It's interesting, and this is maybe a support for the Shita Tosos and the Ravid, is that the Shita of Ben Beseira doesn't really appear in the Mishnayos and in the Tosefta in the context of Hilchos Pesach at all. In the context of Psachim, it only appears in the context of Shalol Lishmo. So we'll see, that might be a rye in the other direction for the Rambam, but
Meaning,
why would you pass him like Ben Beseira? Who ever heard of Ben Beseira? Ben Beseira is a minority opinion against Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua is the majority opinion, he's the mainstream Tana. And the Mishnah says, Beferish, Ipsachim, Shachto, Kodom, Chatzos, is puzzle. So wouldn't you interpret that as being the non-Ben Beseira Shita? So the answer is no. Maybe this supports the Rambam Shita. The Rambam says, yes, we pass him like Ben Beseira. How do we know pass him like Ben Beseira? Because the Kasev Mishnah quotes from the Berachas HaZevach here on Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph, Rebbe is explaining Shitas Ben Beseira. So since Rebbe is explaining Shitas Ben Beseira, it sounds like Rebbe holds like him, and therefore we should paskin like Rebbe, because Rebbe holds like Ben Beseira, we should paskin like Ben Beseira. What about the fact that we just mentioned the fact that Ben Beseira never appears in the Mishnayos? The answer is, Rebbe holds like Rebbe Yochanan. Rebbe is in the sheet of Rabbi Yochanan. What does Rabbi Yochanan say? Rabbi Yochanan says that Ben Beseira was never speaking about being machshir, a Pesach on Yom Yudalit in the morning. He was only explaining it vis-a-vis why it's Pasul Shalol Lishmo in the morning. And that's where it appears in the Tosefta, and that's where it appears in the Mishnah. And when the Mishnah says, Pesachim Shachto Korem Chatzos is Pasul, who is that? That's also Ben Beseira. Because Rebbe holds that Ben Beseira holds that it's possible in the morning L'Shem Pesach. So that's the Shitas HaRambam. And the Tzlach, there in the Sugya Pesachim, thinks that this Rambam fits very well with L'Shitaso in general, because the Rambam writes... What's that? Where? Which what? The Tzlach is on Daf Samach. It is... The slach is on Daf Samach Amud Beis Dira Maslo Mai Havi Allah, where the Gemara says Rava says Pesach Sheshachto Bishari Mos Hashana L'Shem Pesach is Pasul, and the Rambam doesn't quote that din. The Rambam just says here in Tesvav Yer Aleph in Psulim Gedashin Ha Pesach Sheshachto Machshev Hashini Hashem Bein Sheshini L'Shmo Bein L'Shem 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 Zevach Acher Bein Sheshini L'Shem Chulin Pasul Shenemar V'Amartem Zevach Pesach Ula Hashem Ba'Met Var Mamurim Sheshachto Bismano. Shehu Yom Arba Asar V'Nisan Afilu Shachtu B'Shachris V'Machshev Hashini Hashem is Pasal Aval Shachtu B'Lo Zmanu Machshev Shalol Lishmo is Kasher Shalol Lishim Bailov Nask Mishen L'Bailam B'Zmanu Pasal Yud Beis Pesach Shachtu Lishmo B'Arba Asar Korom Chatzos Pasal Afisha Eino Zmanu Avra Shnasa V'Shachtu B'Zmanu L'Shem Pesach V'Chein Hashokh Hashar Zvach L'Shem Pesach Afilu Shachtu Nachar Chatzos Ha'adu B'Kishem V'Olam Ha'am Hashem Chova. So the Rambam never says if you shach the Pesach v'shayim mos hashana l'shem Pesach, it's possible. So the Nor Rabbi Yehuda says that's because the Rambam Paskin, the Gemara in Yuma. The Gemara in Yuma has a discussion about a Pesach v'shayim mos hashana sheshachto b'chutz. What's the din of shechitas chutz? You're only in violation of Kares and Shechitas Chutz when it was Ravoi Lovo LePesach Omoid. When you could have brought it inside and now you're bringing it outside, that deviation is a violation of Shechitas Chutz. That's where there's an Isser Kares. But if something was not Roy Lovo Lefnim, so it's not a problem. So the Gemara there hinges the question of whether or not it's... What's that? Samach Gimel in Yuma. So the Gemara there hinges the question of whether or not you're Chayav on Shchutei Chutz of Pesach Shalo Bismano, on whether or not Pesach is Boy Akira. So the Nor Rabbi Yehuda says, yes, since the Rambam paskins that Shchutei Chutz of Pesach Shalo Bismano is Chayav, it must be that it's Lo Boy Akira, and therefore it's a Shlomim. And a Shlomim Shalo Lishmo, a Shlomim L'Shem Pesach, is the Shlomim L'Shem Pesach is Kosher. And that's why the Rambam paskins Kosher. Okay. So that fits very well for the Rambam in terms of Shari Mos Hashana. What about Yom Yudalid? So the Rambam holds, the Rambam says that Yom Yudalid is a different zman. The Rambam is passing like Ben Basira, and therefore he says that whereas Bishari Mos Hashana it's Boy Akira because it's really a Shlomim, I'm sorry, it's Lo Boy Akira because it's a Shlomim, when it comes to Yom Yudalid, then it's now the Zman of Pesach. And therefore, to make it into a Shlomim, you would require a real Akira. And therefore, if you shechted it, L'Shem Pesach, it's going to be Pasul, because it's a Pesach, L'Shem Pesach, but it's not during the Zman Hechshar Karbon, which is during the afternoon. So according to in the Nor Rabbi Yehuda, what happens in Yom Yudalid is that it shifts from being Lo Boy Akira and a Shlomim to a Pesach, even though it's not a Pesach v'shizman Hechsher, and therefore you would require an Akira to make it into a Shlomim, because Be'etzim, it's really a Pesach.
So what does that mean, though? What way is it Zman HaPesach?
So that brings us to our next point, which is, so what does it mean for Ben Beseira, what does it mean that Yom Yudalid in the morning is somewhat of a Korban Pesach? So this question could be asked both according to Rav Yochanan and according to Rav Oshia. According to Rav Yochanan, this is the question that the Brisker Rav asks on our Gemara according to the Rambam. Because the Rambam says something which is somewhat contradictory. And I don't have a good hesber to answer the kasha of the Brisker Rav, just to point out that the Brisker Rav is a medayik here, that according to the Rambam, who paskens like Ben Beseir, according to Rav Yochanan, the Zman of Yudalid in the morning is a paradox. How is it a paradox? Because the Rambam says that that Zman is Zmano and it's Eino Zmano. In Halacha Yud Aleph, the Rambam says that Zmano, which is Yom Yud Aleph, Yudalit, Yom Arba Asar Ben Nisan. On the Shas. It was on the Marmakomus. It was on our Gemara. So the Brisker Rav says, look in Halacha Yud Aleph. The Rambam says that Yom Yudalit in the morning is Zmano. And then in Halacha Yud Beis, what does he say? It's Kodem Chatzos is possible Lishmo Lefisha Eino Zmano. Because it's not Zmano. That's right. It's a paradox. It has elements of Zmano and it has elements of Eino Zmano. And the Brisk Rav says there's a big nafkamina from this. Because he says, if you would have told me that Shachto Kodem Chatzos, it's Eino Zmano, so then it's a Pesach that's not Zmano. As opposed to now you're telling me that it's a Pesach Bismano with a psul of Shelo Lishmo, so he suggests that the Nafkamina would be whether or not it requires Iber Tzura or Nisraf Miyad, because the psul aguf. Remember, that's the Brisk Rav Lishita, tells that every Shelo Lishmo is a full-blown psul aguf. So what the Brisk Rav is pointing out is that for the Rambam, the way the Rambam understands the Shita of Rabbi Yochanan, it's that for Ben Beseira, the Zman of Yom Yudalid, Yudalid Shachris, has two elements to it. It has an element of Zmano because it's Miktsoso Roy, but it has an element of Zmano because the mitzvah is still Bein Harbayim in the afternoon. So now, it comes out that according to Ben Beseira, Ben Beseira agrees, not like Ulan Amud Beis, who says that Bein Rabbayim for Ben Beseira means Bein Shnei Aravim. No, it's like the Ben Beseira description of the Mechilta, that Bein Rabbayim means in the afternoon. That the mitzvah, the Zman HaMitzvah of Shechitas Pesach is in the afternoon. It's just that since Miktsaso Roy, you say that there is an element of Zmano in the morning. So I'm just restating the observation of the Brisk Rav that for the Rambam, there are elements of Zmano and there are elements of Eino Zmano according to Rabbi Yochanan. And in a certain sense, you can ask the same question even according to Rav Oshia. What would you have said according to Rav Oshia in the morning? Is the morning Zman Pesach for Rav Oshia? What would you say? Yes. That's what you would have said. That's what I would have said. But it's not so simple. Because if you look, if you look at Tosfos in Psachim on Daf Kuf Ches Amud Aleph in Dibur Maskil Neima, Tosfos is discussing the Isser Achila on Erev Pesach. Because the Gemara had said that Rav Sheshes would fast on every Yom Yudalid all day. So why would he do that? So first, the Gemara suggests maybe it's because he holds the Mishnah said Samach Lamincha Lo Yochal, you shouldn't eat. So maybe it's because he holds Samach Lamincha Gedola Tanan Umishum Pischahu Dilmam Limshach Vasi Limnu Emilam Avid Pischahu Visavale Kihad Amrav Oshia Amrav Lazar Machshari Ben Basir Bis Pesach Shachto Shachris Barba Asar Lishmo Umit Safras Man Pischahu. To kuliyom is chaz lepischa, the savor bein rabbiim bein erev the esmola erev the idna. Amri lo shani rav sheishes the isin es havas. The gemara is a havamina that the reason why we didn't eat on erev Pesach was because he could have had the korban Pesach that morning. So Tosfos there says, well, today in the days of rav sheishes there was no korban Pesach, so he's just trying to throw back to what the din would have been in the days of the Beis Hamikdash. And then Tosaf says, V'ava gav Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira lo machsher ela bidyavad ava lechatchila aser mishum lo sishchar al chametz lo sishchar ha-pesach v'adayin chametz kaim ad vav shows v'lashka chantana de polig v'yikol malkom kevet de diyavad kosher svirulei lahachmir shelo lechol min haboker. So according to Tosfos, Rav Oshia, who says that Ben Beseira was machshir in the morning, he's only machshir b'dieved. Now that's not the smoothest read. That's what the Dvar Shmuel there, Rev Dovber Eliezer of Zichron Levracha, was a beautiful sefer Amsachim called Dvar Shmuel. So he points out that the Teretz of Tosfos is a little bit dachuk because the word v'shachatu in the pasuk v'shachtu also called Kaldas Yisrael Bein Horabayim, which according to this interpretation of Ben Beseira means all day, v'shachatu doesn't sound like it's b'dieved. It sounds like it's l'chatchila. But Tosfos says, it's got to be b'dieved. Even though Rav Oshia says that Ben Becerra holds that the Zman Shechitas Pesach is all day. It's only b'dieved in the morning if you shechted it, it's kosher, because l'chatchila it's aser, because there's still an iser of chametz during that time. Yes?
Can you say that it's not
din? One second. Before, maybe you could say, let's try to understand what we say. But that's not the only shita. One second. That's Shitas Tosus. Now, if you look at the Sefer Achinuch, on Mitzvah Peites, he quotes, he has a very interesting formulation. He quotes the Pasuk of Lo Sizbach al Chametz Dam Zivchi, and he tells you the Isser is Shelo Nishchat Seha Pesach Barba Aser Benison Ba'ot Sha Chametz Bershusenu, which according to him means Shelo Nishchat Seha Pesach Barba Aser Benison Ba'ot Shia Chametz Bershusenu Ad Shenotzienu Uzman Biuro Ad Chatzos Kamor Shadars Nechonel Mizvracha Ach Chilek Shenemar Lo Sizbach al Chametz Dam Zivchi Uba Apirish Bo Lo Sishchat Seha Pesach Vi Adayin Chametz Bershuscha. V'nichpala zos haminiya b'lashon achar b'torah. What's that? What's v'nichpala? That's lo shishchar al chametz. And then he adds, v'gam kein shamanu b'chlal apirish shelo yei chametz eitzel ha-shochet oso v'lo eitzel ha-zorik damo v'lo eitzel ha-makter chelbo v'lo eitzel ha-echad m'b'nei chaburav hanimnim olav. So what is the Sefer HaChinuch saying? Is he saying two halachos or one halacha? Sounds like he's saying two halachos. He's saying, number one, don't shech the Korban Pesach until you've gotten rid of your chametz. It sounds like it's a question of when is the time to do it. And the second one is that there is an iser to shech the Korban Pesach when you happen to own chametz as well. So the Menachas Chinuch says, it's megum gam gtsas. Menachas Chinuch says, it's a little strange. It's true, you're not allowed to shech the Korban Pesach in the morning, but it's a little bit megumgum why the iser of lo sishchar al chametz or lo sizbach al chametz dam zivchi has anything to do with when you shech the Korban Pesach. It's a separate issue. It's the second thing that the Sefer HaChinuch mentioned, that when you shech the Korban Pesach, don't have any chametz in your reshus. So is the Sefer HaChinuch agreeing with Tosfos or disagreeing with Tosfos? You get the impression that he's disagreeing with Tosfos. Why? Because Tosfos said that it's possible to have Shitas Ben Becerra, which means you can have a, at least b'dieved, you can shech the Korban Pesach, and you can also do that in the morning when you have chametz. When it's mutter to have chametz, right? Tosfos assumed that it's mutter to have chametz in the morning.
You could have it, or he's assuming you would have to just get rid of it.
Tosfos,
meaning there's no chiyuv the original, but if you want shechta pesach, you would have to get rid of it.
So that's the thing. Tosfos does not say that there's a chiyuv to get rid of it. Right? Tosfos sounds like if you have it, you violated it, but it's not like there's actually a din that according to Ben Becerra, you have to get rid of your chametz in the morning. And that's why, lechor, that's exactly why Tosfos says, according to Ben Becerra, it's only b'dieved. Why is it only b'dieved? Because you still have chametz. So since you still have chametz, if you shecht it, that's not lechatchila.
Saying the whole shita of Ben Becerra could be because of.
So that's exactly the question here. Maybe what Tosfos is saying is like the Sefer HaChinuch, or maybe it's not. Maybe he's saying, Tosfos is saying, there's two different things here. There's the iser of shechita se pesach al chametz, and there's the zman pesach. That according to Ben Becerra, the Zman Pesach is all day, and the Isser of Shechitas HaChametz, it's not like the Sefer HaChinuch. You're right, if you got rid of all your chametz in the morning, you would be okay, theoretically. It's not so clear what Tosfos, what the relationship between the Tosfos and the Sefer HaChinuch is. But it sounds like from the Sefer HaChinuch, what if you held like Ben Becerra, then what would be the din?
Maybe it has to be a
What can't be in the morning?
You can shech the Korban Pesach in the morning.
If you shech the Korban Pesach that's kosher in the morning, then what would you say about chametz according to this Sefer HaChinuch? What's that?
You would be able to get rid of
you would have to get rid of it beforehand. Right? Because he links the two dinim.
If you did it anyway, it would be okay. No?
No, that's close.
That's true in general, that let's say a guy owns chametz in the afternoon and he shechtes korban Pesach. His korban Pesach is still kosher. He violated the law. But what the Minchas Chinuch is pointing out is that the Sefer Chinuch does something strange. He takes this iser about having chametz while you're shechting your korban Pesach and makes it into a question of zman. Zman shechitas Pesach. Well, if that's the case, according to Rav Osha in the name of Ben Becerra, he holds that the Zman Shechita is all day, and therefore there should be an Isser Chametz all day. And that's what the Yerushalmi says. If you look in the Yerushalmi, in Arvei Pesachim, in Perek Yud, Halacha Aleph, the Yerushalmi in fact has a discussion of Shechitas Ben Becerra. Amr Levi, ha'ochel matzah be'er Pesach kebo al arusaso beveis chamiv va'abal arusaso beveis chamiv loke. Oh, this is a famous Yerushalmi. Everyone loves this Yerushalmi. But you know what? Now we love the next line in the Yerushalmi.
Repeat the first line.
It's Perek Yud, halacha Aleph. That if you eat matzah be'er Pesach, it's kebo al arusaso beveis chamiv. A lot of darsh. Everyone loves that Yerushalmi. There's a lot of drush you could say about that. Ein sham timtzanachas. And then the Yerushalmi says, "Tani Reb Yudah ben Beseira Omer, bein chametz, bein matzah aser. Chametz and matzah are aser on erev Pesach. Why? Why does Reb Yudah ben Beseira say that chametz is aser on erev Pesach?" Bingo! And that's what the Ramban in the Melchamos, in the end of the third parak of Pesachim, of Elu Ovrim, says. That's what the Yerushalmi means. That's Ben Beseira L'Shitaso, who says that Shechitas Pesach is in the morning, L'chatchila, according to Machsherai Ben Beseira. It's kosher, no problem. Therefore, you can't have chametz. It's interesting, the Dvar Shmuel points out, there's a little bit of a dochak here. Why does it say that he didn't eat chametz during the day? It should be he was, what's that? Yeah, it was mavayar the chametz. Okay, so that's it's a good question. And then the Gemara goes on to say, Rebbe lo haya ochel lo chametz v'lo matzah. Lo matzah min hadad Reb Levi v'lo chametz min hadad Reb Yudah ben Beseira. But then, which, by the way, according to the Rambam, would be very good, that Rebbe follows Shitas ben Beseira. It happens to be that, according to the Rambam understands Rebbe followed ben Beseira for Shitas Reb Yochanan. The Gemara Yerushalmi then rejects that, and it says, no, who says, what are you talking about? Min hadad Reb Yudah ben Beseira v'Rebbe Talmidi Reb Yudah ben Beseira hava? Not true. Lo Talmidi Reb Yaakov ben Kudshai hava. He wasn't a Talmud of Reb, and therefore, it's not why he didn't need chametz. But you see from the Yerushalmi that according to Ben Beseira, according to Rav Osha's understanding of Ben Beseira, there was an Isser Chametz in the morning. Now our Gemara in Pesachim, the Bavli in Pesachim, Adaf Hei Amen Aleph, has two opinions as to why it is that you have to be Mevar Chametz only in the afternoon. The Machloka says, Rabbi Akiva Omer, Hari Omer Ach Bayom Arishon Tashbisu Sarm Vatechem, Kom Lach Lo Sasu, etc., as opposed to Rabbi Yishmael, who says, Lo sishchat al chametz dam zivchi, lo sishchat es ha-pesach v'dayim chametz kayam. So it's machlokas tanoim, how this drasha goes. But according to the Yerushalmi, according to Rabbi Yudah ben Beseira, the din is actually from the morning. So now, you could say this two ways. And this, I think, what Eli was about to say a minute ago. But I wanted to put out all the machlokas in general. What we have now are two deyas within Rav Oshia's understanding of Ben Beseira, right? We had Rabbi Yochanan's understanding of Ben Beseira and the Shitas HaRambam. That was one discussion. Now we're talking about Rabbi Yudah Ben Beseira, according to Rav Oshia, who's Machshir Pesach B'Yudalad B'Boker. How does that relate to the mitzvah of the mitzvah of Bir Chametz / the Isser of having Chametz in the morning? That according to Tosfos, there is still a requirement to get rid of your Chametz only in the afternoon. There is a heter of having chametz in the morning, and that's why, since you can have chametz, you shouldn't lechatchila shechter Pesach, because you'd be in violation of this din. As opposed to the Yerushalmi, who says, no, there's actually no heter to have chametz in the morning, because the two are linked to each other. So you can understand, on one side, that maybe this machlokas It's a machlokas in understanding the Isser Chametz. Meaning, we know there are two dinim. There's a din of Elchos Korban Pesach, and there's a din of Isser, Bir Chametz. So you could say that this machlokas as to whether or not there is a din of Bir Chametz in the morning, according to Ben Basira, is a machlokas as to whether or not the Isser, the din of Tashbisu, the Isser of having Chametz, is connected inherently to the din of Korban Pesach, or no, it's a separate din. But it really doesn't tell you anything about the nature of this amount of Korban Pesach. Or you could say no. You could say, and I didn't see more discussion about this, but probably I didn't look far enough. Or you could say that this machlokas between Tosfos and the Yerushalmi reflects actually something about Shitas Rav Oshia. Because according to Tosfos, Rav Oshia's Shita is still Bidyavid. So what that says, on some level, is that even though it is a Zman Pesach, it's not fully a Zman Pesach. Because of the fact that you have Chametz in your possession, Memela, it's not fully Zmano. Vaharaya, it's Minatora. Now, I saw someone quoted a tshuva from Rav Avadya that I didn't have a chance to look up, who said that maybe there's a difference between Daraisa and Darabanan. But according to Tosfos, it sounds like it's not really Zmano. Because if it was really Zmano, why would you say it's Bidyeved? Elama, how could you say that Yom Yudalit, again, unless you say the first Mahalach, which is, it's two different dinim. The fact that it's Bidyeved, it's not dinim Korban Pesach, that's a dinim Ochos Chametz. So therefore, of course, you're stuck on the Pesach side. But maybe you say no. Even according to the Mada Omar of Rav Oshia, he says that according to Ben Beseira, it's not really Zmano. As opposed to, according to the Yerushalmi, it's fully Zmano. Vaharaya, you require even to get rid of your Chametz in the morning. Because, according to this Sad, which, again, if we were learning Psachim, or if I knew more, so we would probably be able to develop this first question, which was, to what extent is the Isser of Chametz a function of the Korban Pesach? They're definitely parallel. The question is, how much overlap is there? So the first mahalach to say is that's really what's driving this machlokas between Tosfos and the Yerushalmi. But maybe what's involved in this machlokas Tosfos and the Yerushalmi is to what extent, according to Ben Beseira, is Bein Rabbayim, according to Rav Oshia, really Yom Yudal Baboker is fully Zman Pesach. According to the Yerushalmi, it's clearly fully Zman Pesach. Vaharaya, that spills over even into the Dinim of Chametz. But according to Tosfos, the fact that according to Rav Oshia, it's only Bidyeved, that means that even according to Rav Oshia, it's not fully the Zman of Pesach. It's the Zman of Pesach to say that Bidyeved, your Korban Pesach Sheshachto, Yom Yudal Baboker is kosher, but Lachatchila, it's still not the ideal Zman of Pesach that should be in the afternoon. Now, yes.
So saying that either you could say, Pesach.
Correct.
You're suggesting now that, or you could say for Tosfos, explanation of Rav Oshia, that what? That even according to him, it's not Zman Pesach Legam, right?
Vaharaya, it's not supposed to be done Lechatchila. The fact that Tosfos says,
there would be what, because of some sort of connection between.
If you assume in this that there is an inherent connection between the Isser Chametz and the Mitzvah of Akravas Pesach, the fact that. Or even without that, just, and you would have to figure out more why, just understand better. But the fact that the Pesach B'Yudalit is only B'Dievet according to Rav Oshia, that in and of itself tells you, that indicates that it's not really the Zman, it's not fully the Zman, even though it's kosher, it's Machshir Hoy B'Mesir, but it's not Lechatchila. Yeah.
Just like, I guess it's in the end of the days, it's all about how to find the notion of your comments. The same Tosfos can explain the Chatchila by saying, if not for the issue of Bir Chametz, then Rabbi Oshia's as far as the Chatchila, and then you can check the Korban Pesach in the morning. Or you say, maybe the fact that you can have Chametz doesn't necessarily mean you have to have it. Meaning, if you get rid of it beforehand, then that's also gonna be the Chatchila. If I want to check my Korban Pesach at 9 o'clock in the morning, I have to get rid of my Chametz at 8:30, so I'll be able to bring the Korban Pesach at 9.
Right, but inherently then the two zmanim are not connected to each other in Achanami.
Right, meaning as long as you find a way how like to separate.
Right, but Tosfos doesn't do that.
Right.
That's the takeaway. In Achanami, Tosfos could have said, oh, it's no problem. According to Rav Oshia, you just get rid of your chametz in the morning. But he didn't say that. And the other thing about that is it that you may do that according to Rav Oshia, or you must do it according to Rav Oshia? It sounds like from the Yerushalmi, you must do it according to Rav Oshia. Whereas according to Tosfos, you may do it, and then you can get out, potentially, according to Tosfos, you can get out of that problem. But Be'ikaron, they're not connected to each other, which again, may be a function of Chametz, or maybe a function of Pesach, or a function of both. That's Tzarchin. So, to summarize, we started with the Sheet of Ben Becerra, and the Gemara and the Medrash as to what Bein Harabaya means, and therefore there's a question as to what Ben Becerra himself really held. The Machlokas Amoraim, and understanding that Machlokas Amoraim to what extent do we say this Yom Yudal Baboker is really the Zmano? Then we spoke about what the Psak is and the Shitas Rambam, and then we came back to really think about that some more. When we say there's a machlokas between Rav Oshia and Rav Yochanan about whether or not the morning is the Zmano, is that really a machlokas min hakotze el hakotze? And we see that it's not exactly a machlokas min hakotze el hakotze. Even according to Rav Yochanan, who says that this morning is Zmano, the Rambam says that in certain respect, halachically it is Zmano, and that's why it's in the morning, if it's Shalosh Shmo, it's called Pesach Bismano Shalol Lishmo. And on the other side, we saw that even according to Rav Oshia was machshir in the morning, according to the Yerushalmi, yes, that's Mano, and that's why there's an Isser Chametz in the morning. But perhaps according to Tosfos, the fact that there is no Isser Chametz in the morning, and that's why it's only Bidyeved, maybe that sounds like even according to Rav Oshia, it's not exactly 100% Zmano B'Yom Yudal in the morning either way. Okay?